This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh boy, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Indictment charges against a St. Louis man with COVID fraud. Sounds pretty serious here for Courtney Meritz, 46 years old, happens to be married to Cori Bush.
Well, would you know that?
The squad. Where's the squad? I wonder if the squad was messaging Cori. Don't worry, girl, you got it.
Is that what they would say? Maybe that's what Tashara Jones would say. She was buddy-buddy with Cori, and she was campaigning for her. Obviously, that did not go in her. It was not in her favor, and Wesley Bell won.
What was it? He's facing like 20 years in prison for all the fraud. That's what the allegations say, that he stole $20,000 in government funds for the wire fraud allegations, filling out fraudulent applications as part of the PPP program there. That's pretty serious. And hopefully that he's pleading not guilty. I don't know if he'll go in there and think that maybe because his wife was a former congresswoman, that'll show any favor. But these are federal offenses. So it's not looking good. Not looking good. We'll see how this one plays out. I'm sure we'll get an update. But, I mean, jail time could very well be in the future there. Now, I don't know how often these result in jail time, to be honest. But they got to take all this fraud seriously. And we're in the mode of rooting out fraud and waste in government. So this would be, I think, an opportunity to show that if you stole during that time and took advantage of a very desperate nature of the pandemic relief, then you're going to be held accountable even years after the facts.
So, well, and here's the thing, too. They're not charged. Cori Bush is not indicted in this, but with this being her husband, you kind of have to wonder, did she know about this going on? Something tells me that she had at least a hint of, he's getting all this money and then he's requesting it be forgiven, which it was. What did she know? When did she know it?
Well, here's the thing. She's lied about a whole lot of things.
No, so don't say that, no. Ryan.
I mean, it's pretty clear. It's in right. Like, you go through a book and just see all these lies that were like written down and easily proven otherwise, written for sympathy or whatever it is. So I'm going to say she might not be the most truthful if you were to ask her flat out, did you know about this? Let's just put it that way. I know. What? All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
And one of the things we are doing is signing a deal very shortly with respect to rare earths with Ukraine, which they have a tremendous value in rare earth.
Yep. So that's part of a long-term need. The ability to have the materials to build some very important things for our not only technological future, but, you know, we're competing with pretty much everyone else in the world trying to get their hands on these resources, too. Limited resources. This would be a big get for the United States. We'll see how it plays out.
Anybody getting your ire up these days?
Nerds.
The nerds that own the politician. All these tech nerds that want to build robots because they don't know how to talk to hot women.
I've seen all kinds of people pointing out in the chat that if you look at some of these nerds, they mostly know how to get hot women. I mean, if that's how Bill Burr wants to categorize it, they don't really have an issue with that, mostly because money is the main motivator for probably a lot of these different women. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe these billionaires, they're smart enough to realize that, but they don't care, right? Because I guess that's how guys are wired.
And what's funny about it to me is that you're mad at the guy that found the fraud, but not mad at the people that wasted your money.
You need to really be mad at the people wasting your money and years and years and years of neglect of not paying attention to the finances and people not really caring to, because they feel like the government has unlimited deep pockets and there's no need to try to close something that needs to be closed when it takes too much effort to do it. It's ridiculous. You think of all the money that we've wasted over the years. So it's time to end that.
We got to be the most progressive, self-righteous, moralistic people in the world. And people who live in rural America are just fat, lazy, and stupid, which is decidedly not true.
That's James Carville, the Raging Cajun, talking about how rural people live versus the sophisticated wokies in large metropolitan cities that know everything and ultimately are fighting for civil rights of fill-in-the-blank of oppressed whatever. And here's the problem that James Carville realizes. You just marginalized a whole group of people that will continue to vote against you. And that's what you would call the working class. And now the Democrats are out there and they just posted a new manifesto by Representative Jason Crow out of Colorado to discuss how they're going to win those people back. Because it's basically saying, no, we were on your side all along. You just are too dumb to realize it, rural people. So they're doing it again. You know, real quick, I wanted to play a couple of clips for you and Kim. What we're finding over in Ukraine and Russia, the negotiations continue. And we play this as part of the short list, but Donald Trump was given an update on what's going on between Russia and Ukraine after speaking with Zelensky. Carl, can we play clip number five?
And one of the things we are doing is signing a deal very shortly with respect to rare earths with Ukraine, which they have a tremendous value in rare earth, and we appreciate that. And we spoke yesterday with, as you know, President Putin and President Zelensky, and we would love to see that come to an end, and I think we're doing pretty well in that regard. So hopefully we can save thousands of people a week from dying. That's what it's all about. They're dying so unnecessarily.
There's our guest from the Heritage Foundation in the last hour saying that he believes. So I asked him, I said, if you were a betting man, would you say in the next 2 months that there would be a deal that was in stone? And he said, yes. I mean, he feels like in the next couple of months that could happen. That's good. Now, meanwhile, you had Zelensky come to the United States and things did not go so well inside the Oval Office. If you watch that whole exchange, it's one of the most amazing political exchanges I've ever seen in my life. So he understands that the United States is not going to bankroll this forever, that to be able to continue the support of the United States, there has to be not only a pathway to peace, but an agreement to peace here, because we are just done throwing money into an endless pit of things that just do not benefit the United States. So Zelensky went to Europe and begged them for money. Did you see this, Kim?
No.
Let me play this clip. This is clip number six of Zelensky begging Europe for money now.
This is especially true for air defense, military aid, and our overall resilience. We need funds for artillery shells and would really appreciate Europe's support with at least 5 billion euros as soon as possible. Investments in weapons production are needed both in Ukraine and in your countries. Europe needs technological independence, including in weapons manufacturing.
Here's the thing. Okay. I don't like Vladimir Putin. I'm not saying I want Russia to win this. And I'm not 100% opposed to supporting Ukraine. But what bothers me is it seems like there's been a lack of accountability on where the money's gone. In fact, there's billions of dollars. We do not have specifics on where it's going. And when we did find out months ago where some of that money went, it was like startup companies. It wasn't artillery shells and all these things that he says it's going to go towards. So my take on that would be, if we're going to give Ukraine, Zelensky, any money, you better provide more or less receipts. Like, I need itemized lists of where all of this money is going. You do not just get free reign over here and there. No, this is just not how it works.
Well, I love the fact that he's like, if you can just spare 5 billion euros for me. It reminds me of when people are like fundraising for just 5 billion euros, you can support a poor Ukrainian
puppies.
Community. Yeah, or puppies, yeah.
And they play so the Sarah McLachlan music over images of Ukraine.
Remember you. Yeah.
You too can help these communities in Ukraine at just 5 billion euros. Imagine the impact you could have personally on the Ukrainians.
Right.
Be
that's
the change you want to see in the world. Isn't that be the change you want to see in the world?
Yeah, but it has the feel of that, doesn't it? The way that he just casually said, for only 5 billion euros, you too can help secure the future of Ukraine. And he's pitching this to the European Union. And guess what? They're not on board. Like, there's disagreements if they should give it to him. And he's like, wait a minute, you guys said you had my back. He's starting to realize very quickly there's not enough people he can stick his hat out to at the moment. So this is how you get peace, when you realize that the option for war is just not possible without you getting eradicated, then peace becomes the best option. And ultimately, that's what should be happening here. And I think Donald Trump's kind of forcing the hand to say, if you want our continued support, that includes some financial support, then you have to stop this Russian war. And then we can help you after that. Otherwise, we are enabling an addict that is just in it for war. That's what we don't want. So that's got to end. All right. Carl, we have a drawing coming up after the break. Is that right?
We're going to do it as soon as we get back from this break after Sue.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, at Ryan Recker, if you want to look me up online. Filling in for Mark Cox. And Kim, it sounds like we have a drawing this morning.
Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
All right, winner of today's drawing, here we go. Card is the Four of Clubs. Slot is 51. Check your ticket number because the winning ticket number is 297-815-045. 297-815-045.
Okay, how about that? All of that is confusing to me. So people have cards right now and they're checking them?
Yeah, well, you had to buy a card.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. There it is.
The jackpot was $1,700, according to the last thing on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Okay. I am unfamiliar with this part, but it sounds like maybe someone right now is yelling at the radio. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, it sounds like someone screaming in joy right now is what it sounds like.
Well, not necessarily. If no one had that card, it will roll over to next week.
And the pot keeps growing.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Now, if you don't win that drawing, you can still win today because I realize that since the Blues won the game last night, you get a free small Frosty from Wendy's. I did not know this. I got my free... this is news to me somehow. I've been living under a rock because I got my free Dairy Queen small soft serve yesterday because it was the first day of spring. The line was very long, but it was worth it. And today, just going to continue the unhealthy streak and maybe go get a free Frosty.
Oh, that's awesome.
I lied to you, Ryan. It's not $1,700. It's almost $1,900.
Oh, so that's even better, right?
Go to STLGunsAndHoses.com and you can buy your tickets or buy your card.
So the FBI is investigating attacks targeting Tesla dealerships and cars. Is that right? The FBI is not playing around because when you have people going around torching Teslas because, you know, keep in mind, these are private people, entities that own these vehicles. And they're going around. This, to me, is looked at as domestic terrorism, as it should be. You shouldn't be around, like, because your hatred for Donald Trump and your hatred for Elon Musk and all of these things think that you can, I mean, put other people's lives at danger. You're talking about electric vehicle fires. Are you kidding? You know how hard those are to put out? You can hurt a lot of people. And some of it's even vandalism. Like, they're putting swastikas and all these other things on it. To me, would qualify for hate crime laws. I mean, if that's what we're talking about. Let's say that the person that owned the vehicle was Jewish, and then you put a swastika on it. That seems like a hate crime to me. So I would think that the FBI stepping in there can nail a lot of people, considering these vehicles all have cameras all around them. They probably got some great evidence that was left behind, so they should be able to do it there.
Doesn't it seem like the owners of Teslas are more likely to be liberal? It seems like, I know I'm generalizing here, but it seems like, for whatever reason, liberals are more inclined to want to get an electric car.
I know two conservatives that have electric vehicles.
No, I know a conservative who also has an electric vehicle. By no means am I saying that all electric vehicle owners are liberal. I'm just saying if you had to break it up and you took some poll, it seems like there would be a greater percentage of people who are liberal.
Yeah.
But they have to be able to afford it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they might. They might do it for a standpoint of like, oh, I'm such a huge environmentalist. Kim, I got to show everyone else I'm a bigger environmentalist than them, so I got to drive the greenest of green. And when I go someplace, I only use reusable bags. That's how everyone knows them.
Well,
and I only fill up my water in containers that could be reused.
Well, you could just do what some of the energy secretaries do, which is you claim that you love the environment and you take your private jet. And then you go in your normal, you know, car that's not electric. And then you have the vehicle park away from your destination. And you just get on your little bike and you pedal and you are saying, look at, I care so much about the environment. I'm riding my bike. And then they find a video of you on your jet and on the normal car. And then you just look like an idiot.
Yeah, I think that was Pete Buttigieg. Like, he took the, like, the courtesy of having all of the vehicles take him everywhere, and then he would sneak out real quick, hop on a bike, and make it look like he took a bike all the way there.
That's like
it's such an appearance thing, yeah.
I think it was like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got some award for being environmentally friendly for having only two kids, which, by the way, is terrible to want to give someone an award for having fewer children. That's ridiculous. That sounds like something that China would do. And then these are the same people who take private jets probably everywhere. Like, you know, Taylor Swift saying, oh, but the environment, and then she has her private jet. And I'm not blaming her for taking a private jet. Taylor Swift cannot go on, you know, a typical flight and just sit in first class. I get that, but it's just ridiculous to me. It's such a virtue signaling thing where you have all these people like, I love the environment, and then they're the ones who are just destroying it with all the traveling that they do.
Yeah. I've always liked Elon Musk, and I never could find myself buying a Tesla or an electric vehicle at all. It just doesn't seem, number one, economical, because the degradation of the vehicles are still a big question mark unknown. You could be fine, and you could have some pretty big problems down the line, and then the vehicle might need a battery replacement, which would be a very difficult thing to do. Part of this, too, is the way the government lied about the effects of the effects on the environment with these electric vehicles. They made it sound like it's saving the environment. However, they never included in their statistics what goes into building these things, which is a massive amount of pollution goes into the air. So they try to make it look like it's super friendly, but in the end, not really. There's a lot of deception that goes on with it. So you're listening to Mark Cox Morning Show. The weekend is almost here. Except for me, because then I go to my regular job after this, so it's I still got womp another womp. 8-hour shift. Oh man. That's great. Turn the tables there, yeah. So March Madness is officially maddening for a lot of people, including Mizzou fans,
yes.
And getting upset yesterday. That's a tough one. It's expected, but you don't want your team to be the one to be upset. You know, there's going to be some, just not the ones that you want. It's a bummer.
I was bummed. I'm not surprised. I don't know what it is. We had a really good start to the season, and we just kind of flopped. It was like we were a balloon, and we just got deflated toward the end of the season. And we kept loss after loss, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah. It's the analysis is tough because when the season ends and you have so much hope leading into that season that you think this could be the one, and then you got to start over again. That's sports for you. You know, mm-hmm. It feels good at first and then it doesn't over and over and over again.
Congrats to Drake. But, of all the schools I'd want to beat Mizzou, it would be Drake.
Why? Why did you want them all of them?
I lived in Mizzou. I lived in Des Moines, Iowa. And so a bunch of my friends... some of my friends went to Drake. I mean, it's right there in Des Moines. One of my friends is actually the sports guy for Drake. So, you know.
And they're okay. In the Missouri Valley Conference.
Yeah. Also that.
Oh, great. What was going on with people throwing water bottles onto the courts with Creighton Louisville? That's crazy, too, isn't it? That's dangerous.
Yeah, it was the Louisville coach, I guess, there was some sort of a technical foul for barking at an official.
And wait, literally barking like a dog?
Yeah, barking like a dog.
That's the Drake Bulldogs.
Would you like to demonstrate that for us, Carl?
No. There are nine Bulldogs in, well, not anymore, but at the beginning of the tournament, there were nine teams that had Bulldogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun fact.
Wait, this doesn't make sense. So he was barking like a dog, not just yelling. Like, it's not a slang for yelling?
He was yelling. Yelling at one of the officials. And one of the fans ends up, for whatever reason, I guess, I don't even know. They ended up throwing a full bottle of water on the floor. And so there's video of them. It was open, so it spilled everywhere. So you see all the people trying to furiously clean up the spilled water all over the court. And it's just ridiculous. And people were saying that the fans should not be allowed back in the arena, which arguably you could say, you know, probably should happen. It was a Louisville fan who threw it.
Yeah. You know, luckily Ron Artest was not there for this, because then things could have ended differently. If you don't know that reference, there was a beer thrown at Ron Artest during a Pistons game in the early 2000s, and it started a brawl. The malice at the palace. It was a whole deal. But the water on the court could be very dangerous because if you just one little loss of traction, you blow your ankle out and you're out for the tournament. It's like so easy to hurt yourself. And I know these athletes are fine-tuned enough where it'll probably be okay, considering that, you know, games go on all over all the time with different hazards that don't necessarily end up in injury. But still, when you're at your highest level in a tournament, you want an even playing field and you don't want a disadvantage going to any team that they have to overcome because of fan interference.
Well, and it was thrown from behind the Creighton bench. So what if somehow it smacked him in the head? I understand it's just a water bottle, but still, if you got smacked in the head with a full water bottle, that wouldn't feel great if you're trying to be on your A game. So, but some fan who's upset that the coach, you know, had a foul called on him because he was yelling at the ref. I mean, come on. I get irritated, too, as every fan does at some point when you watch a game. But get over it. Don't throw a bottle of water onto the court.
Yeah, you know, there's different sports would handle it different ways. If this were, like, soccer or international soccer, they would have been down for, like, 5 minutes crying. They had to have been carted off if they got hit with a water bottle. Baseball, they would be mad and yelling, but they wouldn't be hurt. Basketball is one of those that they embellish a lot. So I bet college, not so much, but the pros, they would have gone down. If it was hockey, the player would have went into the stands and beat up the person that threw
so
it.
True.
You get a penalty if you embellish in hockey.
Oh, really? That's kind of how it should be. Because it's incentivizing the players
to fake it, like little babies.
Yeah. But what do you think should happen to this fan? Do you think the fan should be kicked out and not allowed to go to future games?
Yep, forever. You're gone forever. You've, to me, proven you can't fulfill the duties of a fan, which is not throw stuff on the court.
you had one thing to do, and you failed.
It's very simple. Yeah, that's all you had to do. But there's another college story. Did you see about the ex-Michigan football assistant that got indicted for hacking their students' accounts and 2,000 plus accounts across the country? Ooh. So he was a assistant coach. He was with the Baltimore Ravens. He joined the University of Michigan in 2021 for the football program. And essentially what happened was he gained access to user accounts that were through different universities. And he was doing this in order to try to find sexual photos. Like, he was doing it for a real creepy way, like compromise sexting stuff. So he was like driven to search for these things on these kids' student athlete accounts, and he was successful, and he was charged with 14 counts of unauthorized computer access and 10 counts of identity theft for doing that.
Wow.
Federal indictments. So back when Michigan was going through the whole scandal with the sign stealing, he was fired, and they said it was because of unauthorized computer use, and they thought, oh, I wonder if it was involved with that. Everyone kind of speculated and thought it could perhaps be related to it. It was not. It was unrelated to that. He was just a major creep, allegedly. And Michigan ended up firing him anyway, so apparently it took all these couple of years to put the federal indictments together, but what a creepy thing to do if that's what he did, man.
Yeah, and Norman took offense to your wearing the Michigan jacket today of
Carl,
all days.
You pulled that comment from 3 hours ago to pull that up right now from Norman.
Yeah. He's been waiting probably for an opportunity to put it up.
I had to go
Facebook
back and find it from 5:30.
It was so long ago. Yeah, he didn't like the Michigan hoodie on. Now, I committed to the Michigan hoodie last night, not knowing if they were going to advance in the tournament or not, because I have to pull my clothes out the night before, because if I don't, I'll wake my wife up going in to
change.
I
do the same thing. So, I lay mine out.
Yeah, so if I don't want to be rummaging through the closets and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, if they lose, it's not going to be great. But I had to commit to wearing something tomorrow, so I pulled this out. And luckily, Michigan advances in that sense. But University of Michigan, the football team, did the right thing cutting this guy loose. But what a creepy thing to do. So he is in some serious trouble here.
Why
from
are people
2015
so creepy?
To 23, Weiss gained access to databases of more than 100 college and universities that were maintained by a third-party vendor. And apparently he gained access to email, social media, and cloud storage accounts of more than 2,000 athletes, which is one of the reasons why if you use a password for something that's controlled by someone else, like a student email, don't use that same password for your cloud. Don't use that same password for your social media.
That's good
because
advice.
It sounds like it made it very easy for him to log into other accounts and then look at personal photos that were not meant to be shared with this guy.
Also, don't take naked photos and have them on your phone. But I mean, you, I get it. Like, people would say, well, you should be able to do that. It's your phone. Well, that's the problem, is so these creeps are really skilled at finding ways to hack into your phone, to your computer, to everything. So you risk it when you have that stuff just sitting on one of your devices.
I know. You don't want that. And think about all these TikTok users and stuff in China just like enjoying all the access that is available to them on these American phones. Just think about all these other foreign countries that we've just opened up the back door to allow our information and our personal sensitive info to be on there. Now, we might not have compromising photos, but we have things that we don't want other people seeing, legal documents, photos of my kids. I don't want some stranger looking at those. Just anything, you know? Anything on there, I have zero need to share with other people. So it doesn't have to be something that's embarrassing. Like, if someone saw it, it wouldn't be like, oh boy, this guy's in big trouble now. No, it's just, I'm a private person.
It's personal. Yeah. It's like,
none of that is meant for anyone else.
I don't like when people go through my pictures on my phone. It's not because I have creepy, weird photos. It's just, it feels personal.
And
it does, because it is personal.
I do not have any creepy, weird photos. You can go through it at the
all
commercial break,
all those creepy, weird people messaging you in your TV days.
Asking for pictures of my feet.
Yeah, those are the ones that are afraid their phones get hacked.
No pictures of my feet on my phone. Sorry, creepers.
No, it's all those people that request it. You know they got weird stuff on their phones. Anyone that ever ask that from another person. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Oh, boy. I try to talk over that part where it swears because I know it's coming. I still feel like, let's cut that part off. Carl's little bit of rebellion. You place a song that swears on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Okay. Who does that song? That's
the late Glenn Frey.
Oh, Glenn Frey. That's right.
Of the Eagles. I'm sorry.
It is
of
a
Eagles. It's not the Eagles.
You can't say the. Do people get upset when you add the to it?
Don Henley does.
Ah, okay. Wouldn't want to upset
Don just
Henley.
Silly. I do that with a lot of things. It's natural to put the in front of it.
Yes. But all of their albums say Eagles, not the Eagles. I don't know. Don Henley's a doofus.
Over the weekend, I think we may have played a clip from this podcast between Bill Maher and Don Lemon, or as Tucker Carlson called him, Don Lemon. And he's no longer with CNN. He's independent. He wanted to do something on X and got cut immediately because he was just like, we're not doing this. So now he's independent, trying to do his own thing. And he was super unreasonable. He was like the biggest diva, asking for the biggest salaries and all of these giant incentives to do a streaming show on X, and they're like, no, we're not doing this, sorry. But now he says things like this, and I think this is part of the reason some of his takes are like this. And Don Lemon was talking about his show. If you become a black MAGA person, it's like, whoa, let's book this person. Let's put him on television. Bill Maher responded, so you don't think you can be a sincere black MAGA person. And Don Lemon responded, I don't think you can be a rational MAGA, be black, or be a rational MAGA person. I think you can be black and be Republican. So Bill Maher replied, I think they would find that very insulting. And Don Lemon said, the truth is often insulting. So when you hear these things, like, you know, you had Joe Biden, when he ran for office for president the first time, said, if you don't know who you're voting for, then you ain't black. The mentality of the Democratic Party and a lot of Democrats are that race plays a factor into your political beliefs, and thus you need to line up with the Democrat Party. Otherwise, you ain't black, is, to me, something that I thought was going by the wayside, but it seems very well alive in the Democratic Party today.
Well, I agree, although we did see a shift with this last election where a greater percentage of black people voted for Donald Trump. And I'm sure they got some hate on that. I know this is silly, but I was watching a reality TV show and it was a black couple, and she was saying how she's a Christian, but she votes Democrat, and he was a Republican, or at least his family was. And she kind of made some comment about, like, oh, well, you know, black people, there's not a lot of black people who are Republicans. And he's like, well, my family, they're Republicans, they're black. You know, it's okay to be those things together.
Yeah. And they are, you know, Don Lemon, it's so funny because, you know, you're in New York or whatever, and you got this job on CNN, and you're kind of shocked there's other people in the world that don't watch CNN and don't live in New York City. Real quick, because I only have a couple of minutes. We played this earlier, but I just was kind of surprised the new standpoint of New York City. The idea that, hey, maybe socialism is the way to go when it comes to addressing the rising cost of things. So there's a person running for mayor of New York City, and he had a bright idea on how to bring grocery prices down. This is a clip 8.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zahran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores, whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging.
Number one, Carl likes the music, so...
Why? Did he feel the need to put music behind it?
So it would make you happy and
TikTok.
Dance.
Oh, that's, you just said TikTok. I get
it. No, you don't get it, man. He's cool. Cool people run for mayor and want to be socialists.
Then
that
why
run
use
co-ops?
Royalty-free music?
Is that, you think of royalty-free?
Yeah.
That might be some beats. So... His idea is, hey, if we government subsidize grocery stores, could bring the cost down, and that would be a good thing. Here's what I know. When the government runs things like a grocery store, your options will be minimal. Your cost is going to be at the expense of someone else for you to do that. And you'll be lucky if you get fresh anything, because everything's going to be old, withered fruits and vegetables. If you're lucky, you're probably going to get a lot of dry cereal and SpaghettiOs at a discount that probably would have been thrown away at a Kroger.
Well, remember there was concern about the mRNA stuff going into meat. Well, what would if it was government owned, what would stop them from forcing that into every bit of meat that's sold? This whole thing is ridiculous. What they could force you to do if they did that. They won't ever happen, I don't think.
No, it won't. But that's the standpoint. Hey, you know what? Let's just be flat-out socialist from here on out. Let's give it a try, right? All I'm saying is let's give socialism a chance is what the mayoral standpoint is. Kim and Carl, it was an absolute pleasure to work with you this week.
Likewise.
And you guys are
Thanks, Ryan.
Good at what you do. Have a great weekend. You can find me online at Ryan Recker, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.